Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Alberto, the coordinator from Family First. Am I speaking with Miss Yolanda?
Yes, how are you?
I'm good, Miss Yolanda. How are you?
I'm okay.
I'm glad that you're okay. Thank you so much for answering my call. Today, I'm calling you for two reasons. The first one being the monthly follow-up on your services. And
Okay.
I wanted to ask you if your contact information, address, and phone numbers remain the same since the last time we spoke.
Yes.
Okay, and the second question is regarding the services that you're receiving right now. Is everything in order?
In order as far as
For example, well, I can see here that Malvin clock in and clock out correctly every day, and he's at in the correct schedule. So I wanted to know if that's what is showing on our end is correct, if you feel good with the services that you're receiving, if the caregiver is in time for the services.
Yes, and he has to, he's here, he has to clock out at 1 o'clock.
Correct, yeah. Oh, so he has to give me a moment. Okay, give me a moment. So he has to use the phone. So give me a moment, don't worry. I was also going.
I want you to speak to my son. I want you to speak to him.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. He
Okay.
won't be too late. He won't be too late clocking out. Hold on.
Mel, Mr. Alberto is on the phone from Family First. Mr. Alberto was on the phone from Family First.
Hey, Mr. Alberto.
Hi, Melvin. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm okay. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I was calling today and just to do the monthly follow-up with Miss Yolanda. And I see that everything is in order. She just confirmed that everything is fine. But I also wanted to speak with both of you about an update that I received a few hours ago. It is regarding the hours. I was informed that the insurance update the hours to be reduced to 15 hours per week starting next month on the 5th.
Can you repeat that again, please?
Sure. I was notified that the insurance updated the hours. I see that there is a decrease in the hours to 15 hours per week. Starting Friday, September the 5th. I wanted to let both of you know, so perhaps if this is an issue, you can get in contact with Keystone first so they can evaluate the situation, okay?
How many
But
hours is gonna be a week?
15.
50?
15.
15. Just 15 hours a week?
Yeah, I see a huge decrease in the hours, so that's why I'm calling. If this is a mistake, I advise you to contact Keystone first so they can evaluate the case and perhaps update the hours correctly or.
No, it's not a mistake.
Okay. Okay.
I had to wait a minute. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay, I'm in the middle of appealing. Is that they made their decision already?
Yeah, I see that that was the decision and that was the new update in the hours.
So, do I need to appeal that again?
Yeah, if you think that that decision is incorrect, I advise you to appeal so you can receive the regular hours that you were receiving.
They
Because
told they I'm sorry, they told me that they wasn't going to make the decision until September. They already made it.
Yeah, I see that in September 5th, they are going to decrease the hours to 15.
No, I just got a new diagnosis on my back. I have spinal stenosis, and there's no way that I can do anything with some 15 hours. They are giving me some type of machine to go on my back. It's like a stem to help my back.
Yeah. Okay, Miss Jolanda. So I'm going to notify the authorization team about this, so they can get in contact with Keystone first. But I also advise you to contact them and let them know about this, so they can perhaps reconsider the hours that they approve you for next month. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Alberto, for calling.
You're welcome. You too. Have a good day. I just wanted to let you know that if we don't receive an update on that day, on the 4th or the 2nd, or the 1st of September, I'm going to get in contact with you to discuss the new schedule with the only 15 hours, okay? But let's hope that they reconsider the hours and you can receive the regular hours and everything is in order. Or if not, I'm going to have to get in contact with you to decide a new schedule.
Okay.
Okay.
And you said September the 3rd?
Give me a moment. On September the 3rd, I'm going to call you if we don't have a change. But the hours are effective on the 5th, Friday the 5th, September 5th. Yeah, correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you
okay.
so much. All right.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.